Four new local potential West Nile virus cases. Mega Doctor News, Edinburgh, Texas, Hidalgo County Health and Human Services is actively investigating four new potential cases of West Nile virus locally, and it urges residents to take preventive measures against mosquitoes as new cases arise in central and north Texas. These local investigations are being conducted to determine the source of the infection in conjunction with the Texas Department of State Health Services, DSHS. The geographical areas being investigated are located in the central and western part of the county. As part of its ongoing efforts, the health department continues to monitor and conduct mosquito surveillance in partnership with local municipalities. Mosquito samples being sent to the Texas DSHS laboratory in Austin, and while all local mosquito pools tested have returned negative results, more than 1,000 positive mosquito pools have been detected in northern Texas this year, and West Nile virus cases have been reported in Travis, Bear, Harris, Dallas, Denton, and Montgomery counties. The health department urges residents to remain cautious and take preventive measures when outdoors, such as wearing long-sleeved clothing and using EPA-approved mosquito repellent. This guidance applies whether traveling locally, statewide, or abroad. After recent rains, the public is urged to eliminate mosquito breeding grounds by removing standing water from items such as buckets, unused pools, and tires. For water sources that cannot be drained, such as bird baths, mosquito dunks are recommended to prevent mosquito larvae from maturing into adult mosquitoes. Healthcare providers are encouraged to consider ordering an arboviral panel for patients exhibiting symptoms consistent with arboviral illnesses, especially those reporting mosquito bites. An arboviral panel should include screening for West Nile virus, St. Louis encephalitis, and dengue virus.